loose. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
So a 96-year-old elf, he's retiring after hand-making toys that have gone out to 20,000 kids.
Wow.
Yes, Al Catroci has had a hobby for many, many years. He takes scrap wood and turns them into one-of-a-kind Christmas memories. You know, Santa has allowed him to work out of Oregon instead of the North Pole. And because of that, he's able to work alone out of his garage. And just inside that garage alone, he's made 500 wooden toys this year.
Wow.
Yeah, 20,000 overall.
Like what kind of toys? Like what?
So 18 different types of toys. And when a CBS guy came out and interviewed him, he asked him that exact question, what kind of toys? He goes, well, here's the list, and gave him the list of 18 different toys. And a lot of them are like trains, trucks, like caterpillars that jump. They're really cute. If you've ever seen the movie Klaus on Netflix right now, it's kind of like those really old school wooden toys that Klaus makes in that movie. But just like all good elves, Al is hanging up his tools and putting the finishing touches on his last batch of toys. Over the year, he's given those toys to special kids in need in Northern Oregon, including ones at Ronald McDonald's house. But if you're a kid receiving one of these toys, like I said before, don't think you're getting something digital or battery operated. You will receive a handmade wooden toy like they used to make in Santa's workshop. Listen to him here in that interview with CBS News.
I grew up during the Depression.
Most Christmas mornings, you didn't get a toy?
No.
But you know that there are many kids even today who don't get toys.
Oh, because I know.
Right.
I love these kids. They're little angels, aren't they?
And every one of those little angels deserves a toy.
Well, I sure hope so.
I just want to say thank you, Al, 96 years old, for your dedication to changing the lives of many, many kids out there. So Merry Christmas to you.